If you are listening to this session for the first time, then it is important you are dressed in male clothing, including your underwear. I know that might feel a little icky, but it is vital for this file to be effective. And if you are already working with this file and have listened before, then you should understand where you are on your journey and be dressed accordingly. It's okay. I know you're tired. I know you struggle and have so many thoughts going round and round your mind. You find it difficult to make decisions. You find it difficult to be sure how you want your life to be. You lack the confidence to make changes. You are not even sure what changes you want to see. But you know something is wrong. There is something that just doesn't feel quite right. It emerges when you touch yourself. It emerges in your dreams at night. Those hidden desires that seem to whisper to you all the time. That nagging feeling that things would be better if you looked and felt like a girl. Don't worry, you don't have to be alone. You don't have to make that big decision all on your own. I'm with you now, and I can help you make the changes you need. But this is not a session about identity. The changes we will be making will be largely aesthetic. I just want you to be more pleasing on the eye. I want to give you courage to experiment. I want to give you the confidence to feel good. I want to use the power of hypnosis to lead you where you need to go and help you become who you need to be. I want to use the power of hypnosis to make you feel confident dressing like a girl. And it's going to be powerful. You need to understand that before you listen to this file. It may be based on a very simple concept, but it is one which is going to change your life. It will make you more feminine. It will change how you see yourself and how you present to the world. It will help you experiment with looking like a girl. But there will be no way back if you listen to this file. There will be no returning to the person you once were. We are going to make real physical changes deep inside your mind. We are going to create compulsions and real physical sensations that are going to remain with you long after you stop listening to my words. This file should be considered a curse in many ways. It is a curse which will last for the rest of your life. But it is not intended to harm you. It is intended to give you the pleasure you deserve. It is intended to bring you the courage you need to make changes to your life. And it is such a simple curse. It is not mystical, although you may find yourself drawn to certain feelings, emotions, and ideas. It is not a curse that depends on magic or supernatural forces. It is a curse grounded in what is already known about the human condition and the mind. It is a curse grounded in what we know about the power of suggestion. And because this is a curse based on what we know to be true about the world, then it will be impossible to be skeptical or resist the effects. It has long been traditionally understood that for a curse to be powerful, it needs to be believed. Perhaps this is why even curses of a more mystical origin can still be effective. The belief in the power of the curse simply creates a self-fulfilling prophecy, which then acts on the subconscious mind. And this curse is real. This curse is based on science, and that is why you will have no doubts at all about the effectiveness of this curse. Both the subconscious and conscious parts of your mind will fully understand what is happening and will be unable to resist the effects because you will come to understand that this curse is real. It is not a fantasy. It is not a magic spell. We are going to be using powerful psychological techniques which are going to change your life. and this file will be addictive. You will want to listen over and over again. And each time you listen, the curse will become stronger and the changes to your life more profound. So relax for me now as you understand this. Relax as my words are fully absorbed. Relax and make a decision now on whether to proceed. Make a decision about whether you want to be cursed to always dress like a girl. Just take a second to think about if this is something you want and need. And then you can either stop this file now or return to me and sink down into a wonderful state of hypnotic surrender. Well done, sweetie. I'm proud of you for placing yourself in my gentle hands. I'm proud of you for trusting me. It's going to be easy now, and it's going to feel so good. So just relax and close your eyes. Just lie down on a bed or sink into a comfortable chair. Just allow yourself to relax and open up your mind. That's right. Close those eyes, sleepy head. Close those eyes and let the melody of my voice soothe you like a lullaby. Close those eyes and let my voice become your thoughts, just for a while. Just relax, sweetie. Let your breathing slow right down. Let your arms and legs go floppy and limp. Just relax, sweetie. Relax and prepare to sleep. I'm sure you have heard of the power of suggestion. I'm sure you are aware that our thoughts can be led in certain directions by the presence of certain stimuli or the introduction of certain triggers. It's really very common. It's something that happens all the time. We often don't notice it, though. We think of ourselves as rational actors making logical decisions, but really we are influenced by unacknowledged forces more often than we realize. As a hypnotist, I know this, of course. It is just one of the tools I can use to control your mind. But we are not the only ones who make use of these powerful techniques. The power of suggestion is used in advertising and by salespeople as a means of influencing our desires. It's really very simple, and it happens deep inside our minds. Sometimes all we need to see is a photograph of a certain type of food to make us feel hungry, and this will influence what we choose to buy. Or you may have noticed how some smells or sounds trigger memories or emotions. The scent of a certain perfume may make you think of a past lover and trigger memories to bubble up deep inside your mind. The sound of a lullaby may help you sleep and remind you of when you were a child. And it can be even more subtle than this, although the results may still be profound. Take yawning, for example. Everybody yawns when they are tired. Perhaps you feel the urge to yawn right now, but scientists have long understood that yawning can be contagious. Scientists have observed that when one person yawns, other people around them quite often yawn too. It is not fully understood why this might happen, but it has been observed in experiments many times. It just seems to trigger some kind of reaction that comes from deep in our subconscious mind. We may not even have consciously noticed someone yawn. We may not even be aware that this strange phenomena has taken place. It is not something that we can fully control, but it is certainly something that can happen to us all. I know you're tired. I know you feel so sleepy as you listen to my words. I know you just want to be quiet and still. I know it already feels like you couldn't easily move even if you tried. And it's okay to yawn now if you need to. It's okay to yawn and sink down into such a lovely, dreamy state of mind. That's right. Just sink. You feel so sleepy. And that always makes you yawn. But don't worry about whether it happens or whether it doesn't. Don't worry if you just yawned, and don't worry if it didn't work this time. It's okay, sweetie. It's not a test, sleepyhead. There is no right or wrong way to respond. You just need to relax and drift along to my voice. That's right, well done. Feel yourself sink a little deeper now. And if you yawn, then let that help you sink deeper. Feel your consciousness shift. Feel yourself drop. It's almost a physical sensation. It feels good. It feels right. Sink now. Drop for me. Yawn deeply if you need to. You know that will feel so good. That's right, good girl. Down you go now. Dropping so deep. Sleep now, sweetie. Sleep now, baby girl. That's right, sleep now. And keep sinking. Keep sinking down into submission and sinking deeper into trance. You feel so safe. You feel comforted by my voice. It's helping you relax. It's helping you sink so deep. And the deeper you sink, the more open your subconscious mind becomes to my words. You feel so suggestible now. You are eager and willing to be changed by me. You want that. You want to open up your mind to me completely and allow me to introduce some wonderful ideas which are going to change your life. I know you like that thought. I know you like the thought of being changed by me. I know you like the thought of being hypnotized and controlled. I know how much you like the thought of being made more feminine in a permanent and irreversible way. And it's so easy. All you have to do is listen and obey. All you have to do is sink down into a blissful state of complete relaxation. You don't have to think. You shouldn't think at all. Your mind should be blank and open and accepting of everything I say. But don't worry if a stray thought forms. Just let it float out of your head and drift away. Let it float away. And then feel yourself sinking even deeper than before. Everything is slowing down. It feels a little like falling asleep. Your mind is becoming soft and dreamy and so open to me, so malleable and suggestible. It's going to be easy to make the changes you need. You understand this and you are ready. You want so much to show me what a good hypnotic subject you can be. So sink for me now. Sink deeper now, feeling so good, so sleepy and safe. Sink now, sleep now. That's right, sleep for me now. You're doing so well. Let's take you deeper now. Let's count you down. Let's take you deep into a powerful hypnotic trance as I count down from 5 to 0, and you will drop even deeper with each step of the way. 5. Open up your mind and sink now. Open up your mind and let my voice replace your thoughts, just for a while. That's right, it's easy. You just need to let me take control. Just open up to my words. Open up to new ideas. Open up to the power of suggestion. Open up your mind and accept that we are about to make some wonderful changes to your life. And sink deeper now. Sink so deep as we drop down to 4. You feel so safe. You feel happy and dreamy and warm and relaxed. It's pleasurable. It feels right. And you want my words to travel deep inside your mind. You want to sink deeper. It just feels really good. So sink down to 3 now. Sink and feel any trace of conscious thought drifting out of your mind. You don't need to think. You don't need to do anything at all. You just need to listen and relax and feel comforted by my words. You just need to allow yourself to sink deeper now, sinking so deep into a powerful trance. I know you want that. I know you want to be hypnotized by me, and it's happening. You can feel it. The sensation of trance is beginning to overwhelm you completely as we reach 2. That's right. There you go. Sinking deeper and deeper, feeling enchanted and overwhelmed, spiraling down, my voice like a lullaby, helping you sink, helping you drop even deeper now, drop deeper now, that's right, sink, so placid and relaxed and ready to obey, so very submissive, more suggestible than you have ever been before. Drop deeper, sweetie. Drop down to one now and feel my voice with you. Sense me with you and prepare to be changed. And welcome those changes as you completely accept every word I say. You feel hypnotized already, but there is one last step still to go. One last step that will take you even deeper. One last step that will cause you to drop even deeper than you have ever been before. It doesn't matter how many times you listen. Each time you hear my voice, you drop deeper than before. So come with me now. Drop for me now. I've got you. I am now in full control. And it feels wonderful. You feel so dreamy and safe. It's time. Time to change. Time to sink deeper. Time to take that one last step into a blissful and completely open state of mind. Time to be hypnotized. I'm showing you the way. All there is now is my voice. All you care about now is what I have to say. So drop now. Sink so deep. Sink and sleep. So malleable and enchanted. Sinking into such a powerful trance as we finally reach 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 words travel so deep inside your mind. I'm here to help you, sweetie. I'm going to help you live your dreams. I know how much you like looking and feeling like a true girly girl. And I know that you want to feel that way all the time. I want that for you too. And we are now going to make some changes to your mind, which will ensure you are able to live that way in a safe and realistic way. We're going to start slowly. We will just take baby steps. But we are going to introduce a concept that you will not be able to resist. We are going to curse you, my sweet, but in such a gentle way. It's going to feel so special. And you will feel the effects of this curse every single day. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you go. I'm with you now. And this curse is going to stick to you like magical glue. Feel the enchantment now. Feel the bliss as you prepare to make this exciting change. You feel giddy and euphoric. You are so ready for this. So ready to be changed. So ready to be my very good girl. I know that some of you will be listening for the first time, and for others, your journey may have already begun. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how far you have come. You will find that this file is addictive. You will find yourself thinking about it all the time, and you will feel a deep craving to listen as often as you can. You feel safe with me. And the changes we are making are going to feel so good. So understand that deep down inside. Understand that my words will always be on your mind. I'll always be with you. And we are going to create a real physical sensation that is going to help to change your life. So just relax now. Relax and open up completely to my voice. Relax and sink. Just sink so deep into a feeling of feminine bliss. I'd like you to notice your underwear now. I'd like you to notice the sensation of your underwear against your skin. I'd like you to really be aware of what you are wearing. Notice how it feels, and notice how it makes you feel. If you are listening for the first time, then you should be wearing male underwear. And that is likely to make you feel a little grossed out. It's okay. I understand. I know it feels wrong to be dressed as a man, but it was necessary, sweetie. It was a necessary first step in the creation of a new you. So if you're wearing male underwear now, I'd like you to feel a sensation of disgust. It doesn't feel right. It's not who you are. It's not what you want. It feels rough and unpleasant. It feels uncomfortable and so wrong. And it's making you itch. It's making you itch quite intensely in between your legs. I know you can feel this. I know that simply the power of suggestion can create this physical reaction. You feel it now. It's almost like little ants are crawling around inside your underwear. You want to scratch. You want the discomfort to end. But you simply can't. Your arms feel so heavy. Your arms just feel like lead. You can't move them at all. You just can't do anything to scratch that itch. Feel it now, sweetie. Notice how it bothers you. Imagine how it would be to have that unpleasant, itchy feeling in between your legs all the time. Like little ants crawling about. It's okay. I want you to feel this. And it's easy to feel this. There is nothing magical happening. It is well documented that itching can be caused simply by the power of the mind. And we are now making a connection between the feel of wearing male underwear and feeling itchy all the time. You won't be able to stop it. You won't be able to make this unpleasant, itchy feeling go away. Not even scratching will help. You're going to find yourself itching if you wear male underwear all the time. It will happen at work. It will happen as you go about your day. It will be a constant irritation that you will be desperate to make go away. Feel the itch now, like insects crawling over your skin, and feel the revulsion. Feel a strange sense of shame. You should be in panties. That would make the itch go away. That would make the disgust go away. I know you understand this. I know you want to feel the smooth sensation of satin or soft cotton or lace against your skin. And I know that for those who have listened before, that is a change you have already made. You couldn't stand the itching. It was happening every day. And you realized that as soon as you put on a pair of panties, then the itch simply went away. It just felt better. It stopped triggering your subconscious mind. Male underwear is itchy. Male underwear is so uncomfortable. Male underwear stops you from being able to relax. And as soon as you slide those soft panties up your legs, then all of that itchiness and irritation immediately disappears. Instead, you feel a gentle tingle. And if you are wearing panties right now, that is how you might feel. It's such a pleasant sensation. It is erotic in many ways. It feels comforting. That's why you now wear panties every day. But to those of you out there still dressed in ugly male things, then you need to understand that the itch will never go away. Male underwear makes you itch. The connection has been made. And you are going to feel that itch from now on every single day. You are going to feel that itch, and you won't be able to stand it anymore. You will realize you need panties. It doesn't even matter if you have to go to the store as soon as you wake up to buy some. You need to get that horrible, itchy material off your skin. And they don't even look right. Male underwear doesn't look right at all. It looks horrible. It feels gross. And it makes you itch so much, you just have to change. You just have to change and begin throwing all of your nasty male underwear away. You don't need it. It just makes you itch. You don't like it. You want to be like those who are listening who have already passed this stage. You want to be wearing soft, feminine panties. You understand that is the only thing that will make the itching go away. Relax, sweetie. I know this is hard. I know many of you listening will now have an itch you just can't scratch in between your legs. And I also know many listening will be feeling a deep sense of pride because you have already passed this stage and have committed to wearing panties all the time. That's where you need to be. That's what you need to be doing before you listen to this file again. But it's going to be easy. We have taken away the choice. From now on, the sensation of wearing male underwear will be almost unbearable. But pretty panties will feel cool and comfortable and so right. You may feel a slight tingle. You may feel a tingle even when you are in panties when you listen to this file. But it will be so pleasurable. It will send a delicious, erotic ripple throughout your body and mind. And that will just encourage you to wear panties all the time. That is your goal, sweetie. You need to be as feminine as you can be. And it starts with wearing panties. And if you are already wearing panties, then it's time to move on to the next stage in this file. Yes, we are taking baby steps. We are not trying to transform you completely overnight. So if you have reached the stage of wearing panties all the time, then the next part of this file will now activate deep inside your mind. And if you are not yet at this stage and are listening for the first time, then understand that we are about to lay the foundation for what is coming in your future. The itch is moving now, sweetie. You can feel those little ants crawling down your legs. You can feel them playing between your leg hairs. They seem to be everywhere. Your legs and feet are beginning to itch so much. Feel it now. And notice the feeling of male clothing against your skin. Notice how rough and unpleasant it feels, and make a connection deep down inside between the feel of wearing male clothing and this terrible itch. You feel it on your legs. You feel it on your thighs. You even feel it on your feet. They are itching and it happens all the time. Your leg hair feels unpleasant. Your leg hair is making you feel so gross. But more than that, it's making you itch. It always does. Hairy legs gross you out and it feels like you have ants crawling about on your skin. But there's a way to fix this. There's a way to make this go away. All you have to do to stop the itching is start shaving your legs every day. You need to shave your legs, but you also need to stop wearing clothing designed for males. You need to stop wearing male socks. You need to stop wearing male trousers. And you need to make all that ugly, nasty hair go away as soon as you can. That's the only thing that will work. We have made a connection deep inside your mind. A skirt would feel so much better. A skirt and pantyhose would make that itch go away. But even women's trousers and women's socks will be enough to soothe the irritation. Yes, we're taking baby steps. I'm not yet expecting you to completely change your life. Your subconscious mind will know. Your subconscious mind will understand. Even socks or trousers that could be considered unisex will work for now, as long as they were purchased from the woman's section of the store. They won't feel as good. They won't bring the pleasure a pretty dress and stockings might bring, but it will be just about enough to get rid of that terrible itch. Feel it now, sweetie, like ants on your skin. You understand you will have to change. You understand this is no way to live, and it won't go away. Nothing will help until you shave your legs and start dressing like a girl. Then it will feel so much better. Having hairs on your legs looks gross. It makes you feel disgusting, and it just makes you itch so much. You'd much rather have soft, smooth skin. You can feel it everywhere now, on your chest, under your arms, on your face, even in between your legs. Yes, if you are well into your journey, perhaps you thought it had gone away down there. You thought that wearing panties had seen to that. You even had some momentary relief. but you always knew what would come. And whilst each step of the way will bring some momentary relief, it will not be long before the next stage of this file activates deep in your subconscious mind. You will be compelled to wear panties. It will be the only thing that will get rid of the itch. And you will have some relief and pleasure once you have done this. But then it will all begin again. The itching will simply begin again in another part of your body. You will need to shave your body hair. You will need to get rid of all your male things. That means no more men's trousers, no more men's socks, no more men's t-shirts, no more men's clothes at all. It will start with your legs. You will just have to change. You will just have to shave all that nasty hair off. You will just have to start wearing skirts or pantyhose or trousers and socks that were sold and marketed for women. It's the only thing that will help. It's the only thing that will make the itch go away. But once you have done that, you will continue to change. The itch will move to your chest. The itch will reappear in between your legs. And you will soon realize that your body hair is the cause of it all. You will shave or wax your chest. You will shave or wax your underarms. You will even shave or wax your pubic hair, although a cute little feminine tuft down there will not make you itch at all. The more you are able to feminize yourself, the more comfortable you will become. And the girlier you become, then the more the pleasure will grow. Yes, androgynous clothes will stop the itch. Smooth shaved skin will stop the itch. But you won't feel quite right until you are as feminine as it is possible for you to be. Pretty panties, cute dresses, high heels, perfume and makeup, the perfect accessories. You want it all, and as the itch slowly forces you to change how you dress and present, then you will start developing the confidence to become the girliest of girls. Sink now, sweetie. Just try to relax. I know you might be feeling an intense itchiness. I know that most of you listening will still have some work to do. But just bypass that feeling now. Let the itchy feeling fade into the back of your mind. It's not going away. It will never go away until the necessary changes have been made. And it will be stronger than ever once you wake up after this file. But just let it fade into the background now as I speak directly to your subconscious mind. You understand what we are doing. You understand the changes that need to be made. And you understand deep down inside that only wearing women's clothing will make the terrible itch go away. This is your curse, but it feels almost blissful deep down inside. We are removing your agency. We have taken away your choice. You will now be compelled to begin the journey towards presenting as a woman all of the time. You understand this, and you have accepted it deep in your subconscious mind. Your true self knows, and I am speaking to the essence of you at the deepest part of your mind. Understand the changes you need to make. Accept them deep inside. Understand that you can do this safely. Understand that your subconscious mind knows the difference between women's and men's jeans or socks and other items of clothing. Understand that you can simply be androgynous at first, but that this will only increase your desire to be more feminine. Understand that anything you wear which is designed for a woman will always make the terrible itch go away. The itch will go away, and even if you itch quite naturally, for reasons which are not connected to this file, then it will just be a tingle which will make you feel all squishy and girly inside. It will happen gradually, you will have periods of relief. You will not be expected to make all of these changes overnight. You will have some grace. Once you are in panties, then the itch will go away for a while. Once you have shaved your legs, the itch will go away. Once you start wearing women's trousers or skirts or socks or pantyhose, the itch will go away. Once you have removed all your body hair, the itch will go away. But it will always return, and you will find yourself compelled to keep listening to this file. You will keep listening until you are dressed like a girl all the time. Feel the sensation of male clothing on your chest now. Feel that rough, ugly sensation on your upper body, and notice how you're beginning to itch. It's not nice, it just feels wrong. And your subconscious mind understands what needs to be done. You need a bra, sweetie. And you need to stop wearing any items of male clothing at all. It just makes you itch. It feels so uncomfortable all the time. And you just don't like it. It doesn't feel right. You need to move on to the next stage in this file. You need a bra. It's strange, I know, but you feel the urge to wear a bra all of the time. That itchy feeling all over your chest and shoulders just won't go away otherwise. And you can't stand it anymore. You can't stand it, and you know it will go away if you just start wearing a bra. You know it will go away if you stop wearing any clothes at all designed for a man. You can wear women's t-shirts. You can wear women's tops. And you can wear a plain and discreet bra that will not show under your clothes. But you need to do this. It's the only way to make the itch go away. And once you have reached this stage of your journey, then anything male from now on will cause you to itch in a most unbearable way. Men's t-shirts, men's shirts, men's jackets, even products like aftershave and deodorants aimed at men. It's not just that men's things feel wrong. It's that they make you itch in such an irritating way. And the feel of woman's clothing against your soft, smooth skin brings you such comfort and a deep sense of joy. Your subconscious mind knows this. Your subconscious mind completely understands. Your subconscious mind has understood every word of this file, and your journey has finally begun. You are cursed. Cursed to begin dressing like a girl. You realize that now. And it makes you fizz with pleasure. It's exciting. You are so happy your journey has begun. And you won't be able to get this file out of your mind from now on. You will think about it throughout the day. You will think about it as you dream at night. And if you try to go to bed wearing any item of male clothing, then the itchiness will drive you out of your mind. You need to be dressed as a girl all the time. You need to be wearing a nightie or soft pajamas or other feminine items when you sleep at night. It's the only thing that will help. It's the only thing that will make the itch go away. It's the only way you will be able to get some sleep. You need to be feminine all the time. Accept this now, sweetie. Understand what this means. Accept this journey. Accept this curse deep inside your subconscious mind. It will begin with panties. The terrible itch means your journey has begun. And then it will move on to your legs and feet. You will need to shave your legs. You will need to stop wearing men's trousers and socks. And then you might have a short period of relief. But soon the itch will begin again. And you will need to get rid of all the rest of your body hair. You will need to make your skin so soft and smooth. And whilst this will bring some relief, soon you will find you need to start wearing a bra. You won't be able to stop yourself. The itching will just become too much. And once you have reached this stage, then wearing anything designed for men at all will make you itch. It will itch so much it will affect your sleep. And that is why the final part of your journey means you will need to begin wearing feminine items as you lay down for the night. But that will be easy. Your journey will be almost done. You will already have removed all other traces of masculinity from your life. You see, I've made it easy. I don't want you kept awake all night by the terrible itch. Not until you are ready and almost done. So the last stage on your journey will compel you to always sleep in feminine nightwear, because otherwise the itching will just become too much. Well done, baby girl. It's exciting, I know. It's exciting to think that you are now cursed and will soon have no choice but to begin dressing like a girl. It is a curse based on the power of suggestion. It is a curse based on triggers we have placed deep inside your mind. And it is a realistic curse because it is well known that itching can be a purely psychosomatic phenomenon. So all we have done is encouraged your subconscious mind to create the sensation of itchiness whenever certain conditions are met. But it's going to be so much deeper than that. It's going to be so much stronger. Anything male or masculine is going to feel disgusting from now on. Any male item of clothing is just going to feel wrong. It doesn't matter where you are on your journey. It doesn't matter which part of you is itching right now. From this moment on, you will begin to feel a sense of repulsion towards male or masculine clothes. You will feel repulsion towards presenting in a masculine way. But anything you do to feminize yourself is going to feel so good. It's going to feel blissful. It's going to feel like you are walking on a cloud. And the first time you slip on a pair of panties to get rid of that terrible itch, you will be filled with a sense of peace and contentment you have never known before. The itch will disappear. You will feel tingly and blissful inside. You will understand you are making the right decision. You will feel happy that you chose to listen to this file. And this will happen at each stage of your journey. It will happen the first time you shave your legs. It will happen when you slip on a pair of women's trousers or even a dress. Every step forward you make will not just stop the itch, but will also fill your heart with feminine bliss. It's time to wake you up now, sweetie. It's time for you to go about your day. And it's time for the next step in your feminization. So if you have just listened to this file for the first time, I want you to feel an itching sensation between your legs. I want it to feel like ants are crawling around in your nasty male underwear. Feel it now. Feel the itch. And if you have listened before and are further along in your journey, then begin feeling the itch in the appropriate place. Perhaps it will be your legs. Perhaps it will be your chest. Perhaps you need to completely remove your body hair. Perhaps you need to get out of that nasty old t-shirt and put on something pretty instead. Wherever you are in the process, I want you to notice that itching sensation now. And I want it to become more and more intense as I count you up and out of trance. Zero. You're so deep in trance now. And we have made a wonderful change deep inside your subconscious mind. But it's time to wake you up now. It's time for you to go about your day. So feel the itch. Understand the change you need to make. And feel the joy as we go up to one and you realize that nothing is ever going to be the same. You are cursed now. But you realize this curse is a wonderful thing. So when you wake, you will have no regrets at all about listening to this file. You have the courage to change. You no longer have a choice. And very soon you will begin dressing as a girl all the time. Feel the sensation of trance fading a little now. That fuzzy feeling is fading away. But the itch remains as we reach two, and you know exactly what you need to do to make that itch go away. You will wake very soon, and you will begin making the changes you need to make. You might even need to do some online shopping or go to the mall, but you have no choice now. No choice at all but to start dressing like a girl. Let's go up to three now. It's nearly time to be fully awake. But you will understand the power of this session from the first moment you open your eyes. So prepare to come back as we go up to four, and you can move now. You can stretch out those arms and legs. You can feel the sensation of itching. You can even try scratching yourself soon, but it won't really do any good. So stretch out and feel the itch as we reach five. Wake up now. Wake up, sweetie. Wake up, baby girl. Open those eyes. That's right. Well done. Wake up now. Our work is done. The curse is activating now. And it feels so powerful. You can feel the itch. And you know what you need to do to make it go away. But you feel so happy and blissful. You have no regrets at all about listening to this file. It's happening, sweetie. Soon you will be dressed like a girl all the time. I'm proud of you. This change has been needed for so very long. And you will crave to keep listening to this file until your journey is finally complete. So goodbye for now. I know we will be back together very soon.